Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. One of our first Moment in Sound guests returns to the SDPB studios today. We check in with musician Meriwether Raindelay.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, cool new studio.
A whole new studio here in downtown Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and thanks for being here. So it's been, I think, a year.
Yeah,
since
at least
we've talked, and I'm wondering at that time you were writing music on your lunch break.
Yeah,
and you had all kinds of interesting stories to tell. How much has changed? Have your life has changed in the past year?
Quite a bit. Been moving around a little bit, and still writing the same. Playing more on my piano, right. And so writing that way and recording. With acoustic piano and with the keyboard. Yeah. Playing with more electronic sounds and just experimenting with the sounds that way. So it's been interesting year, I guess.
And at that time, you were teaching yourself how to play piano.
Right. Still, that's the way. It's really cool. For me, sitting down at the piano, it was something that really made sense. I think that's different things for different people, but teaching myself just came naturally.
And an interest in the organ as well.
Yes. Same thing. Still, yeah, starting to come back to me.
The organ.
That was the cool thing from starting with an organ. I'd never really played on an acoustic piano, only, and the tones are just slightly different where I can actually find a feel in the piano. And sitting down on one, I could feel like one with the instrument.
Yeah.
And that is completely different from the organ for me.
Right. Well, play a little something for us today. What are you thinking?
I'll play the last song that I've been written. Been working more with repetition in my art and almost like mantras for me.
Right, yeah.
So...
here with us for Moment in Sound. I love that. I love the lyrics and the performance as well. What when you talk about mantras, and you mentioned that last time too, that you know sometimes you just go home on your lunch break, and this was, you know, it was like just reciting a mantra over and over again. Explain that to some people who don't know what that is, but it's you're taking it in an artistic direction versus, you know, a sort of spiritual direction.
I think they go hand in hand. More and more trying to just discover my role as what I have to offer inside. I think everyone has something different that they can bring to society. And I think maybe something that's within me is I can go to these places and maybe try to pull out what I can or try to dive into maybe being able to be vulnerable. Right. And I say mantra just because it's, I guess, the word I know how to use, but I do have been saying actual mantras, that are, you know, poetry.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. Works for me. You know,
it takes courage to be vulnerable artistically and personally.
It's strength, you know, being able to get out of my own way, trying to think rather than going to judgmental on my own art. If I can get out of the way and just be a conduit of whatever comes through, is really hard for, because I want to think, well, this sounds good or this sounds bad, when that's really not, if I'm being authentic, it's really not my role. It's my role is to bring whatever from the other side and let that out and let other people experience it for themselves.
Right. How people receive that is not necessarily your business.
Right, exactly. It's not at all. You know, it's really not.
Yeah, your work is to get the translation clear.
Right. And I think that's can be a powerful thing.
How are you performing in public? Total drag, other places?
Some I've, you know, Icon I've done, but I pulled back a little bit from it. I feel like was getting too, maybe that was part of it. I was getting too, I'd never before that, I'd been writing songs for a long time and had never played really in front of people other than like in a home type setting. So I felt like I was starting to judge myself a lot more and maybe getting in my own way.
Right.
And it was good because just being able to sing in a microphone, being able to be in front of people and taking that next step. But then I think there can be a thing of overexposure. People, you know, even playing shorter sets live, you know, leaving people wanting more always is something, or leaving myself wanting more, you know. And but seeing live music, going out and experiencing it, you know, that's been a big influence on it, because just how the way sound affects me or other people, you know.
Yeah.
I played at Vishnu. I did a First Friday for Vishnu, and that was a cool experience, because then, you know, the music was more of a, people came, they're looking at the artwork.
Okay.
And then I can kind of be part of that experience, so connecting, you know, because I am a visual artist as well. And we'll be showcasing some of that at, I know Icon does Four Winds, I think that's coming up in September, and I won't be playing music there, but I'm doing some of my Lionel Cut prints and different things. So just getting out and exposure in any way, I think, brings the whole well-rounded thing of what Merriweather Rain Delay is for me in my head.
Yeah. Play again for us. What would you...
This is one that was written on the organ and piano, and then translating it. I think I could die for you. Candy bars I've never tasted as sweet. I think I won't die for you. Honey, you must like, 'cause you're so neat. And I think I made a $1 million. Drowning out is our ongoing. I think we are a million bucks, and a million more could never buy our love complete. And leave it up to me to let you down. Sha na na na, leave it up to you to drag me through. And I feel like a fat snowman, melting for your enjoyment. I feel like a fat snowman. I love your hats and your warmth, but we are just a daisy chain hanging on by a teeny tiny stem. We are just a daisy chain tied too tightly but still brightly shining. Tied too tightly but still brightly shining. So leave it up to me to let you down. Sha na na na, leave it up to you to drag me through.
You're just tuning in. You're listening to SDPB Radio, Moment in Sound, this Friday, July 13th, with Meriwether Rain Delay. Tell me a little bit about your visual art and how that ties in with your music.
It's for me, it's an equal parts. You know, a lot of rain clouds. You know,
yeah.
That's where it came from. I know. From a street art aspect, you know, in a graffiti background, we're writing rain delay or delay in rain started off. So there's a lot of text as well as a rain cloud. I guess that kind of goes into the same thing of repetition in my art. I like to do the same things over and over and over, but it has expanded. You know, when I started doing lino cuts, it really slowed the whole process down for me. You know, I had to each dig is a, you know, really slow it down, because I would always be writing fast or painting fast. It was kind of a mess. So slowing it down was a big thing for me, and having to do the more of than one kind of explosion of expression. It was more of a pace,
right.
You know, carve it out, ink it, lay it down. There was more of an organization for me, which helped.
Did that bring out two different sides of you, or different layers of you as an artist, to change the pace?
Yeah, I think whenever just getting out of the comfort zone is when when someone's at their best. You know, there's growth in when you're getting outside of the comfort zone. So when I want to be, my go-to is this. If I can work strain against that, I think there's growth there.
Do you think about yourself as an artist 5 years from now? Do you try to focus on what's directly in front of you?
Right in front.
Yeah.
I like to think that just a live. And the reason for maybe slowing down some of the live stuff was I didn't feel like there was much of a performance there. It was these songs. I would sit. Yeah, I think there was some vulnerability coming across, but there wasn't really a performance aspect to it. I think that's kind of the next step is me. I've been getting more physical, you know, even running and that thing, getting into my body more rather than being outside of myself. And then through that, maybe finding more of a performance aspect of bringing that together in a live setting of rather than just sitting with a guitar and... I don't want to be, there's not really a visual aspect to that for me. I don't like to be looked at, you know, there's nothing really to look at. It's just a person and their guitar. So I think bringing some of the visual to maybe a bigger screen and then more movement with myself and my body in front would be the all around aspect, bringing a whole thing together.
So the poetry, the visual art, the music, it is this whole artistic self that you don't necessarily compartmentalize and say, here I am as an artist. This is just who you are as a soul, as a human being.
Right. I think that's correct. And it can be tiring trying to move more that in giving myself time to get into that headspace and then being able to give myself permission to be outside of it and just be Troy, too. Because I feel like a long time I didn't, and then don't want to, they can be separated, you know, you don't have to be sad to feel sad, or I think you can, or be happy to feel happy. Those are things you can explore. Once you know how to reach those states of mind, you can go in and out if you can, if you're familiar with the being there, I think you can explore it that way.
Play again for us, please.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, thank you. Meriwether Rain Delay here for A Moment in Sound.
Come on, everybody, do the love hype, because we are the real thing. And it don't matter what our heads think, we listen to our heartbeats. Practice silence, hear our chest beat. Oh, it's coming through so clearly, showing us that we're all godlings on this wheel of constant becoming. Oh, Ram, 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 Sita, Ram. Ram, 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 Sita, Ram. Sita, Ram, 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 Sita, Ram. Chest beat. Oh, it's coming through so clearly, showing us that we're all godlings on this wheel of constant becoming.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that, Troy.
Thank you.
Meriwether Rain Delay on Moment in Sound. You said something earlier that I think we don't talk about much, and that is how exhausting art can be.
Yes.
And how exhausting it can be to really just go through life as an artist.
Right.
And I don't mean that to put things in a negative space. I just, there are days where it can kind of weigh, the rest of the world can kind of weigh you down.
Right. Can be heavy, and I think that's why, you know, going back to the purpose in society of an artist is to go to those places, because I know, and bring out what it is for other people that can't, or, you know, don't. Not that they can't, maybe they don't have the time or the focus, or there's no really, not the purpose for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to bring it out, and then I think it makes people, you know, just if I can make people feel better, you know, from feeling those ways, I think this is what is ultimately the goal. You know, I like, makes me feel better singing, so if it can make other people feel better.
Yeah. Do you get that kind of feedback?
I have. You know, when I released the tape, the first self-titled Meriwether tape, there was some feedback from people, you know, oh yeah, that helped me go through it, or makes me feel better. So even being able to you know, if it makes you whatever, yeah.
What's the best way for people to connect with you and learn more, find your music? Is it Facebook?
Instagram.
Instagram.
And there's stuff on YouTube and then Bandcamp.
Okay.
There's music on there. And then just, you know, I think experiencing art is the best. I get going out and experiencing it that way, finding it. I think that you asked about time. I find it interesting, you know, the physical art or the tapes being discovered years from now. You know, what is this randomly putting on, hearing it and not knowing really what it is. So that's...
I like that. Yeah. Here's to the future. Meriwether Rain Delay, thank you so much. Come back any time.
Thank you for having me.
And share your time with us.
Hare Krishna.